You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Scientists race to learn more about new variants, AstraZeneca and the EU dispute vaccine delivery, and experts explore mass vaccination clinics. Here's what you should know. The race to understand and protect against new variants continues. On Monday, Minnesota reported the U.S.'s first case of the Brazil variant of SARS-CoV-2. Meanwhile, Moderna released initial findings indicating that its vaccine is effective enough at protecting against this and other new mutations of the virus. Scientists around the world are racing to understand how these variants spread and how they could change the course of the pandemic. There's one thing we already know for certain, though. The less transmission there is, the more likely we are to avoid new variants in the future. Disputes over vaccine delivery are escalating between AstraZeneca and the EU. Problems first arose last week when AstraZeneca announced that it planned to cut initial deliveries in the EU from 80 million to 31 million doses, citing difficulties ramping up production and saying the delivery figures in its contract were targets, not promises. In response, the EU said it might put export controls on vaccines made in the region. A third round of talks to resolve the issue was scheduled for yesterday evening, and the EU's drug regulator will be looking at the AstraZeneca shot on Friday. Experts explore mass clinics and other possible ways to speed up vaccination. And among the most critical parts of Biden's vaccine distribution plan is a promise to create 100 new vaccination sites with the help of the DoD and FEMA. The plan doesn't say where or how big the sites will be, but some experts have raised the possibility of mass vaccination clinics. These could streamline the process of getting as many shots into arms as possible. But depending on where they are and how they're run, such sites could end up excluding the people most in need of protection. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.